And it's time for your comments. Last week we posed this question: what is the best word to describe the people fighting American forces in Iraq? Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested that the word insurgents seems too respectful. To that, Brian Wood of Buffalo writes, Mr. Rumsfeld might reflect that if Iraq had invaded and occupied the United States, Americans who resisted would be called not insurgents, but patriots. Dennis O'Neill of Arlington, Virginia, has another idea. Quote, perhaps Mr. Rumsfeld would be well served to adopt a circumlocution for the enemy from J.K. Rowling's fantasy world. He could call the Iraqis they who must not be named.
Also on that story, we got this email from Justin Thompson. He's a U.S. Army specialist who was deployed in Iraq last year. It never failed, he writes. When I was deployed, if someone referred to those guys who shot at us, the word terrorist was used. This bothered me quite a bit. The fighters weren't terrorists. They didn't use terrorist tactics or fight to put terror into us. I'll be using the word resistance. It just seems the most logical.
Many of you responded to our stories on Steve Cobb. He's the Army National Guard sergeant who sustained a brain injury in Iraq.
One of the people we heard from was Tricia Miley. She spoke on this program after the release of her book, I Am the Central Park Jogger. She suffered brain damage and many other injuries when she was brutally beaten in the park 16 years ago. After hearing our reports on Sergeant Cobb, Tricia Miley had this to say.
You mentioned that Sergeant Cobb and his wife have seen big improvement, but you closed with the thought that he is, quote, learning how to live with a brain injury, to know what he can no longer do and what he can still do. This sounds so final to me. The healing process doesn't stop after 1 year. 16 years after my injury, I still see improvements as I continue to learn how to function in a new body and a new mind.
Tricia Miley adds that the improvements now are subtle, but the early years of her recovery were dramatic.
4 months after the injury, I still could barely walk. But then 6 years later, I ran a marathon, and I never had thought that I'd be able to do that.
That's listener Tricia Miley.
One of the subjects here, a while back we spoke to Paul English, a man who came up with ways to avoid voices like this.
Welcome to Capital One Business Services. Please enter your 16-digit credit card number.
All right, so here I'm just entering 00.
We are unable to locate that account. Please try again.
English is the guy who had a list of shortcuts for getting through to a human at corporate call centers. Many of you wrote in with shortcuts of your own, including old standbys like choosing the rotary phone option, and novel ideas like growling into the phone like an animal. Some people showed sympathy for the other side. Lori Perdue of Portland, Oregon writes, customer service centers are segmented, and consumers are better off having a moment of patience to get to the right voice who can truly help.
And if our stories make you want to slam down the radio or cheer at it, please let us know. You can send an email by clicking on Contact Us when you visit npr.org.